Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We either back Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as the Russians continue their atrocities and aggression in Ukraine.
President Biden has requested $33 billion from Congress for military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine and called for additional funding to help America's COVID-19 pandemic response. Free speech advocates are criticizing the administration's newly created Disinformation Bureau under the Department of Homeland Security. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
It sounds like the objective of the board is to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country in a range of communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort.
On Thursday, the U.S. and 60 global partners launched the Declaration for the Future of the Internet, which calls for a framework to support a free and open internet, with goals including affordability, net neutrality, promoting free expression, and removing illegal content. Democrats say they are working on legislation to lower gas prices and beef up government power to address alleged price gouging. Nancy Pelosi on big oil companies profiteering and exploiting the marketplace.
They are hoarding the windfall while keeping prices high.
Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is promoting her 21st Century Free Speech Act, which would abolish the law protecting online platforms from liability.
Social media is important to our democracy. So just like any other vital industry, such as energy or finance, we must have rules ensuring that private corporations don't do things that hurt Americans.
Canadian Defense Minister Anita Anand held a joint news conference with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, where they reaffirmed the two countries' shared goals in support of Ukraine against Russian aggression.
Since day one of this attack, our Ukrainian friends have faced Putin's forces with unfailing courage and resolve. And Canada, like the United States, stands firmly with them.
Lawmakers in Canada's House of Commons this week unanimously adopted a motion to recognize Russia is committing acts of genocide against the Ukrainian people. The FDA has proposed a ban on all menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. Supporters argue it would improve the health of Black Americans, who are more likely to smoke menthol products. Finally, former President Donald Trump has thrown his support behind Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo in his race for governor of Nevada. Lombardo is vying for the right to challenge Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.